Decomplicating Exec Advice by Max Jenker. PSA: the concept presented in this article isn't mine. I've got it from Nat Eliason's piece, Decomplication: How to Find Simple Solutions to Hard Problems. All I've done is applied his concept to the problem of getting an ex back. Enjoy. How can you sleep better? How can you lose weight? How can you be more productive? Plug these phrases into Google and the top pages barrage you with a litany of tactics, strategies, and hacks, and encourage you to buy specialized devices, apps, supplements, online programs, and books. You're even urged to hire a coach to help you out. Do these everyday problems really ought such complex and often expensive solutions? Do you really need all this shit the top pages of Google try to ram down your throat? No, of course you don't. Most problems have relatively simple solutions. The only reason a solution is presented as complex is because it appeals to your biases, frustrations, and insecurities better and helps businesses make more money. In other words, it's a net positive for a business to create artificial complexity around a topic on purpose. But here's the good news. Once you recognize these things, you can turn any problem back into its simple solution through the process of decomplication. Applying artificial complexity to exec advice. The Get Your Exec space is overflowing with artificial complexity for reasons I'll get to later. For now, take your average Get Your Exec course. It offers a variety of tactics and strategies, which are mostly placebos, and follows some intricate step-by-step system that you're encouraged to adhere to religiously and follow from A to Z. But do you really have to keep all these things in mind trying to mend your relationship? No. If we break the whole thing down, all you really, quote-unquote, need to do is this. Tell your ex you want them back if you haven't communicated clearly yet. Give them space and let them reach out when they feel ready to reconnect. Reflect on your relationship and, based on your reflection, improve yourself. When or if they reach out, invite them on a date. If they accept, escalate. If they don't, move on. Once you get your ex on a date and you've actually worked on yourself and didn't just mope and sit around twiddling your thumbs, waiting for them to reach out, you'll probably get back with them. It's that simple. You don't need to read 600 pages of exec advice or buy a fancy $300 course to, quote-unquote, get it. A note on simple versus easy. There is a difference between simple, inverse being complex, and easy, the inverse being difficult, that I want you to discern to avoid confusion throughout this article. Because those two things aren't the same. For instance, getting an ex back isn't easy. It's a grueling, confusing, and emotionally taxing process. It's hard as fuck. But it is simple, meaning it's straightforward and doesn't entail a bazillion steps and variables. Why artificial complexity happens? Until now, I've noticed three relevant factors that give birth to artificial complexity in the Get Your Exec industry. Our tendency for quick and comfortable fixes, cognitive dissonance, and money and marketing. Quick and comfortable fixes. We know getting an ex back is a matter of going indefinite no contact and doing self-improvement. But we don't want that to be the answer. We want the answer to be to reach out in, say, 30 days and deploy a bunch of ninja tactics like the good reminder text, the handwritten letter, or posting and boasting how great we're doing on social media to make our ex jealous and rekindle their interest. Analogous to quick and comfortable fixes, we're just spoiled. We want our ex back, but we also want them back this minute. Even worse, we want them back without working on ourselves, risking rejection and telling them we want them back, giving them space, etc. Cognitive dissonance. Getting an ex back is simple. but actually pulling it off is difficult due to all the junk information available to us. I mean, if you scour the Get Your Eggs Back landscape, you will quickly realize that most resources deliver incorrect, shoddy, and emotionally unhealthy advice. Eventually, the difficulty of getting an eggs back leads to failure, and that's when our cognitive dissonance kicks in. We start craving to strip ourselves from any responsibility tied to our failure, which makes us seek alternative explanations to explain that failure. For example, it's not that my patient sucks, that the no-contact rule isn't working, or that I'm not good enough at emotionally connecting with my ex. The problem is, I simply haven't found the right tactic or strategy yet. If we accept the solution to getting an ex back is simple, we have no one to blame for screwing up the reattraction process but ourselves. And that's scary, and why not many people do it. But if we conclude to ourselves that the solution is complex, we can find solace in the toxic mindset of, I just haven't found the right tactic or strategy yet. Money and marketing. This is hands down the biggest culprit behind artificial complexity in the Get Your Eggs Back industry. In many cases, if someone is selling something, course, book, coaching, etc., it benefits them to make the problem their product solves seem more complex than it is, while also making their solution easy so that you feel like you need to buy whatever they are selling. Now, this isn't always a bad thing. A good How to Get Your Eggs Back course can take the complex world of reattraction, explain its simplicity, and then teach you how to mend your relationship on your own. But there are 10 times as many bad Get Your Eggs Back courses that will inject artificial complexity on top of predatory marketing into reattraction only to get you to purchase. How to decomplicate getting an eggs back. To plug Nat's article again, if you'd like to learn every solution to decomplication, read it. Below, I'll only zoom in on those most relevant to getting an eggs back. Number 1. Assess if anyone profits from the solution. Meaning, is anyone making money or has built their business around the solution that they are offering? If that's the case, they're probably inducing some form of artificial complexity into it. Whether it's an healthy or unhealthy amount comes down to the person or people running the business. This is where thorough research into what you're getting into is paramount. Always, always, always do your research before buying an online product from a random site. Number 2. Assess if you already know the simple solution. Most of us know that to get an ex back, we should give our ex space, invest in ourselves, like raise our self-esteem and self-worth, become less needy, and get better at boundaries, etc. Yet, most people will intentionally or unintentionally ignore this fact or desperately try to suppress it through an almost endless pursuit of emotionally easier and more complex solutions for getting an ex back. 3. Assess if you're assigning value to complexity. We, as humans, unconsciously or consciously, treat complexity as more valuable and trustworthy than simplicity. In fact, most of us want a fancy and complex way of getting our eggs back. The fancifulness makes us feel smart and special, and as though we're doing something impressive, something not a lot of people know about. And whatever the complex solution is, i.e. active no contact, advanced relational skills, the 3R method, etc., it just sounds sexier than give your ex space and work on yourself. Number 4. Assess what variables you control. If you think getting an ex back is difficult, yet you can't help but call them 5 times a day, keep showing up at their doorstep unannounced, flowers and chocolate in hand, or try to get information on them through their friends, it's not actually difficult. You're only making the whole thing difficult through a series of shitty choices. Number 5. inverts the law of artificial complexity. The law of artificial complexity states, the more people experience a problem, the more artificial complexity will be added to the solution. Once you recognize this, you can take its inverse and get the law of the complication. The more people experience a problem, the simpler the solution probably is. 6. Leverage first principle thinking. Meaning, break down complicated problems into basic elements, premises, rules, axioms, fundamental or very certain truths, mental models, inarguable principles, etc., and then reassemble them from the ground up. For example, to sleep better, create a quiet, dark, comfy environment where you can wake up naturally. To lose weight, eat less and exercise more. To be more productive, remove the ability to do things, like distractions, that make you unproductive. Number 7. Take responsibility. As much as I'd love to put regulations around the degree of artificial complexity many people can weave into their marketing and brand message, I can't. And expecting some authority to do it is wasted effort, at least in the Western world. The responsibility to recognize when we're being over-influenced by artificial complexity and work on decomplicating the problem and arrive at a better, simpler solution sadly falls on us. But the quicker you do it, the more clarity you'll get around getting the next back and the better you'll feel.